Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
This is about the entire organization, specifically Shane and Dable. There is nothing else that needs to be seen now. He fired his final salvo, going to Jackson Dart. Dart looks great. The team continues to lose. The Giants need to make significant changes this offseason, if not sooner. But that's where I'm at with this team.
Cue the band and star playing taps. It's absolutely over. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted, and I'm no longer doing it. Like, having the conversation, well, if Dart plays well, you know, he can save Dable's job, and even if Dable's job is not saved, well, maybe Joe Shane can stay. Nonsense. It's over, as Sal just said. It is absolutely over. And you know when it's over, because let's face it, guys, we've had a lot of practice identifying when it's over with local football teams. But when you have players, I'm putting the glasses on because it's a bit of a long list here, right? When players start leaving the locker room early and players are questioning everything before they leave the locker room early and franchise icons bashing star players, which is what happened later. And I don't even know if it's bashing, being just very honest about, you know, the Carl Banks, Dexter Lawrence situation last week. Now you have the planes overhead again. You have opposing fans taking over the stadium. The head coach sounds utterly defeated. It's over, man. I mean, there is really nothing else to say. Can somebody please get a towel? Please, and just throw it into the center of the ring to save this pathetic franchise, this once proud, iconic franchise that is an absolute train wreck that nobody believes in. Nobody, they have sucked the life out of the Giant fan, and it is unequivocally over.
And realistically, it should have been over a year ago. And we wanted to prevent this exact scenario from happening. Had they made the decision, like we talked about they should have, based on what they saw for 3 years, Shane and Dable wouldn't have been around. Now, they wouldn't have done this anyway, because even if they did fire somebody last year, it would have been Dable, not Shane, which still would have been a disaster, maybe even worse. Now the hope is that they get both out. And by the way, I'm not even so sure they would. But last year, after seeing them for 3 years fail miserably and get worse as the years go on, they should have fired Shane and Dable and had a new regime pick a different quarterback. Because now they got to pick a quarterback, and while the quarterback is a success and a hit, they shouldn't be around to see this thing through. And now it's a new regime with a quarterback that they didn't select, as good as he might be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are no guarantees he's going to be great. But for those people that are hanging on to, while I know that Dable and Dart can work together offensively, dude, you got to look at everything else. Like, there are no more arguments to be made the other way. And even if they won 8 in a row, which they're not going to, I still don't think they're any good. Like, this is now the third straight season they've started 2-7.
Check.
They went to Jackson Dart. The idea was, imagine, BT, Had they tried with Russell Wilson to win some games, and we're here at 2-7, mm-hmm. and now they go to Jacksonville. Like, it was either going to happen week four, it was either going to happen now. At some point, we were going to get the final evaluation of what Brian Daboll and Shane were based on what Jackson Dart was going to be. The problem is, Dart's a hit, but they still continue to lose. I mean, they're 2-4 with them. They're with a rookie quarterback. It's over. That's it. I can't talk about it.
I know. I mean, it's – I really that's why I said, I mean, get the band, start playing taps. I mean, it's over here. You're right. So the other thing, too, is not a lot, but some people will still hold on to the notion, which at this point I believe is laughable. All right. You know, wow. I mean, Jackson Dart. I mean, this relationship with Daboll, and do you really want to risk that, you know, maybe regression in year two, guys? I mean, please. Okay. So you look at inherited quarterbacks, right? How the Bears doing right now with a quarterback that nobody really thought was that good, who now suddenly is doing some pretty decent things with a new head coach. How about Drake May with a new head coach? Granted, Vrabel has a track record, but like this thought that you can't disrupt the marriage of Dart and Daboll is really some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Jackson.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Jackson Dart, if he's healthy, all right, for the next however many years, is going to be, let's tap the brakes and not say a superstar, but a hell of a player, no matter who's coaching him. Honestly, but I believe that.
But it's not an ideal situation, because you'd rather have a head coach and general manager who selected their quarterback and then develop him the way that they want from year one or whatever year that is, but all together and then move on. So it's not. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have success with Dart. I'm just saying that, like, dude, this was predictable dating back to a year ago. It's not the ideal situation. So I do understand why some people would say, be hesitant to move on from this combo. However, you'd be an idiot to think otherwise.
I don't know who the hell's saying that. If anybody's saying that, please say it louder, because I don't hear it anymore. Here's what we heard about the Giants. When the Dallas Cowboys came in a couple of years ago and just smashed them to smithereens 40-0, that was the night that Andrew Thomas hurt his hamstring. Well, without Andrew Thomas, the Giants can't have a functional offense. Well, guess what, guys? Andrew Thomas is healthy, and Andrew Thomas is balling. Giants still stink, okay? And then the other thing we heard was, well, look at all these, look at all the resources we devoted, whether it's draft picks or money, and Burns. God, Burns is phenomenal. But all the things we put on the defensive side, well, why have they given up 30 points three straight games? And, you know, this is when, and I knew it was over before this, but when they got the sack, the fumble, the pick, I know that they changed the call when Abdul Carter, wound up going down as a sack and a fumble, okay? Think about the first play that they ran from scrimmage. I mean, that's a 7-year-old peewee up the middle just to see if the offensive line could snap the ball and do anything in concert. Like, you know, at the lowest level of football, that is a losing play,
right?
Which means that is a losing mentality, which means this is a losing franchise. What you do, you got to know this. Even though the Niners are incredibly banged up and they got the backup quarterback and their own line is gassed and they're missing three of their best defensive players, what you do at that point, because you know that you're going to have to score at least 30 points to win this game, at least in the neighborhood. You're playing for a three spot. There's a suddenness in football. This is what winners do. This is what dogs do. Wow, bang, we just snapped the field in half. Let's throw it to the end zone. Instead, up the middle, 1 yard, up the middle, 1 yard, field goal miss. Basically, walk the plank and surrender any chance to win. Guy, I'm going to say this once, because I don't want to have to say this over and over, but I have to, and I know that you feel this way too. This is not personal, man. It is no fun getting on the job, on the air, talking about jobs. Nobody wants to do this, but this is the reality of what we do, because you're not idiots, and you know what you're seeing, and we know that you know what you're seeing, and what you're seeing is a franchise that is dead, dead, that can only be resuscitated by change.
Play calling, horrific. The defensive effort, horrific. But yet, everybody wants to tell me how the Giants last year, like, that was the Giants' narrative. Well, we love the draft from Joe Shane. And my counter last year, and by the way, we don't have to yell and scream. Like, I could sit back and say nothing today and just say they're 2-7 for the third straight year. Like, what more do you need me to say? You watch the game, they just got their ass kicked by a depleted 49ers team. It looked like the old Giants. And the excuse is no longer, well, we need a quarterback. Well, we need a quarterback. No, you have a quarterback. You have a quarterback that's very good, and you're actually scoring points. So what's the excuse? You have talent on defense that I was told the Giants drafted well, and then they went out there in free agency and complimented
that. Yeah, they crushed it.
So then why, BT, do they continue to lose football games? Why are they 2-7 again? Why can't they stop the run? Why statistically are they one of the worst defenses consistently? It's not just scheme. Scheme may not be great, but whatever. Some of the scheme, some of the play calling not good. It's also the players. It's also the players' effort. It's everything. You can't sit here with a straight face and tell me that you don't think the Giants could do better than Brian Daboll. And at the end of the day, Shane and Daboll have gotten a fair shake.
Yeah.
They've gotten 4 seasons, multiple coordinators, multiple quarterbacks. Like, what more do you need to say? They stink! Good God! They can spin it any way they want. Oh, we drafted well. Oh, the new scheme. Oh, no. We need some time. Oh, no, we're hurt. You stink! 2-7's hard to do 3 straight years. I give you credit. How is that possible? To get the doors blown off by a depleted Niners team with Mac Jones as the quarterback with your big bad defense? Please. That is embarrassing. Enough. It's enough. I tried to be fair. We've had this conversation for 4 seasons with these guys. I was trying to be more than fair and back table as recently as this year with Jackson Dart. I believe that they were going to look different. 2-4 with Jackson Dart as the starter is unacceptable by any measurement possible. And the defense is an embarrassment with guys quitting left and right on plays. That, to me, is a coach thing. It's a player thing. It's both of them. Shane and Daboll have to go.
When you can't stop the run, now, obviously, part of it's born out of scheme, and we'll let others, you know, decipher and sift through that stuff, but you can't stop the run. That is, there's something inherently wrong with your team. When you, I'm talking about the guts and the desire. I know that they want to win, so I don't want to get nuts here. Of course, they want to win. Everybody wants to win.
Coaches want to win. I don't think, I honestly don't think some of the players
care. Well, I was going to go there. Like, there's a fine line between accepting losing and wanting to win, but then there's a third aspect, and that's being incredibly resistant to losing. You know what I mean? Like, I think every pro athlete would like to win. They don't want to go out there and lose and have the, you know, get mocked on social media. But the effort to prevent that from happening is simply not there. So when we're at this point, there's no other recourse. You know, although I'm sure we'll get some outliers, a single solitary figure that I can listen to today that's going to convince me that what was just said on this show is out of bounds or factually incorrect or unfair. They are weak. They are disengaged. They are poorly built. They are broken, and they are busted. And the worst part about that, well, really in a lot of ways the best part, because now there's nothing nebulous about this, to see those uniforms yesterday, to see the logo, to see the end zone, which looks so glorious, a stark reminder about what the Giants used to be. Until you watch them actually play football.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bradley is in Morganville starting us off. What's up, Bradley?
BT and Sal, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good.
Hey, I was at the game yesterday with my father, and, you know, wanted to go legacy game and all that, and I'm officially declaring today, and I've been as big of a Daboll supporter as I could. I'm completely switching tune. You guys are 1,000% correct. I'm done. I'm done with him. I'm done with Shane. And the people who are clamoring that, you know, get rid of Daboll, keep Shane. No, 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 no. They both have to go. They both, because Slayton yesterday, you dropped the ball. You're paying the guy $36 million. I feel like a total idiot, too, because I vouched for this guy that he was going to step up when Malik Nabers got, went down with the ACL back against us, the Chargers.
He stinks. Slayton stinks.
He stinks. Yep. Yeah. Totally stinks. And, you know, and here's the other thing, too. You make that catch. I mean, they're not going to come back from the game. The game was pretty much over at that point. But you make that catch. Jackson Justin Doerr's not taking that last shot on his non-throwing arm. I mean, it's completely avoidable. You're off the field. That's probably the last time Justin Doerr's going to be on the field anyway yesterday. Like, you're off the field, and you have to worry about getting hurt for the rest of the game. And he takes an unwarranted shot in his left shoulder, like, towards the end of that game. It's just it's unwarranted. What? The guy's going to get hurt. I'm worried he's going to get hurt before the season's over.
Oh, God.
Well, that's the next thing to come.
But thank you for the call, Bradley. Here's the other thing, too. I mean, think about, and we talked about this coming to the season, that, you know, basically Dart, whenever he gets out there, is going to have to save Brian Daboll's job here. So Brian Daboll, while he doesn't have a good record, is no dummy. He understands this as well. So what do you think? I mean, without Malik Nabers and without any real guys that are going to win very often in any individual matchups here, what are you going to do to try to save your job these last couple of months? Jackson Dart's going to go out there and try to make plays. And you respect that out of Dart because he is a gamer and he hates losing. And eventually that is going to elevate this franchise when they clean house here. But he is going to be run into the ground. Do we think if the Giants are down, I'm just throwing out a score, 24-10 and there's 27-10 and there's 5 minutes left to go in next week or the week after that, do you think that Dable's going to pull Dart? The answer is no.
And I don't think he should either.
We could have that conversation. Yeah, we could have,
Happened last night with Washington. With Daniels.
That's 35-7. Yeah. That's even more egregious
for
sure.
And he's been hurt all year long.
He's been banged up too. But my point being is that, you know, Quinn's not coaching for his job. Dable is. So there's a desperation, and really, he's the only one, Dart, that could save us behind, at least in the eyes of some. Not for us anymore. We're past that. And when you have that at your disposal, you probably run him into the ground out of self-preservation, and that's incredibly dangerous. You can't have it.
You know, remember, too, first of all, I would not want Dart to get ruined, and you could already start to see it now. Not that he's going to be ruined as a player, but this is what happens. You get caught up in a losing culture and a fan base that is not happy and a fan base that's half there. And I'm not blaming the fan base. I'm just saying the reality of it. To a point where Dart in the postgame is talking about, man, I've never seen anything like that, a home game where you're outnumbered. Now, you could see also the energy from Dart from where it was week one of him being a starter to where it is now. And the longer that the losing continues, the louder the noise gets. Like, now you risk putting him in a tougher spot and potentially ruining him, which is something that the vicious Giants cycle and Jets, but we're talking about the Giants here, has done for years. It's got to stop. This can't continue any longer because now you run the risk of losing another guy. And now, by the way, even if you don't, and let's say they do fire Shane and Dable and clean house completely and you get a new regime in, now it's essentially year one again. Okay, yeah, you have some experience in the NFL, but a new system, a different philosophy, different energy in the building. Like, you're starting all over again. So I'm not saying that would be the worst thing, because at this particular point, that would be the best thing. But the Giants continue to screw this thing up, even letting this regime make that pick and hang on for another year, which wasted everybody's time.
But I'd rather have this situation than the opposite. I mean, I'd rather have a good situation, but of two potential bad situations, I'd rather have the quarterback and a coach that I don't believe in rather than the coach that I believe in and not the quarterback. So, you know, that's why when I bring up the Bears situation and when I bring up the Patriots situation with Vrabel, now Drake May is obviously, he's a stud, but this is salvageable. And this isn't even really the day, I guess, to have that salvageable conversation because there's more football to go here. But I believe, like, if you get the right coach, I remember throwing out Lane Kiffin's name about a month or so ago to you, who coached him at Ole Miss. It's not, as much as it seems permanent and fatal and forever, it's not, but it could be that way if they don't realize that they must make changes. Mara has to know that.
Clem is in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Clem?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, it's actually Rockland County, but no worries.
Oh, he does that again. Clem in Rock. Let me know you, Clem. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I got you. No, so listen, man, and this, I'm going to preface this. I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm a little biased, but I'm not calling Brian Dable dumb, but dumb Dable, if people still think he's the answer to lead the Giants, they got to be dumb and blind. The guy left Buffalo, Josh Allen got better. That's proven. Daniel Jones left New York, he got better. Under better circumstances with the Colts, I'm not saying, you know, the team is obviously better O-line, but I really believe Dable has pulled the blinds over all these Giants fans' eyes for the last few years. It's been beautiful watching him lead the Giants down this failed road again. And if they want to do anything, they need to change the coach immediately, because they have some young studs. And it changed the GM also, man. He stinks. Giants stink forever. Cowboys. All right, I love you guys, man.
Well, there you go, Clem. I didn't really want to hear from a Cowboy fan there. They get their own issues here. But we get the point. And, you know, I don't think that Dable is the reason why, you know, Dable leaving made Josh Allen better. That's ridiculous. Also, how Daniel Jones looked yesterday. All of a sudden, Daniel Jones on the road against a tough team in Pittsburgh, even though the defense isn't very good, starting to look like Daniel Jones a little bit. So, now, the success that he had immediately still does, to me, speak to Dable not being able to maximize what Jones could do, or Shane not being able to put the right pieces around Daniel Jones to have enough success. Bottom line is, look at the record. Look at his record as a head coach. Like, I still think Dable could be a good football coach. I don't believe he could be a good head football coach. It's been one thing after another. By the way, can they get a kicker? Like, is that too much to ask, BT? It's year four. They can't stop the run. They don't score enough consistently. The play calling is ridiculously conservative. They don't do anything well. The special teams is abysmal. Even at kickoffs, I mean, you get in the Niners field position starting at the 40 every time. Like, come on, dude. It's a mess. Coughing up games that they shouldn't be losing to. The whole thing in total for 4 years. Nowhere near good enough. It's over.
You know when you type in an address and you have different options, different routes?
Yeah.
Well, there's the route that we just went through, right? Which we have to, because we have to be buttoned up and obviously hit everything for you guys. And of course, we'll pound the phones all day about this giant misery. And then there's the route of the three that's presented to you on your phone. That's the shortest one. And here's the shortest route. Rather than talking about all the things they don't do well, what do they do well? What do the Giants do well? I don't know what they do well. They don't stop the run. They don't stop. They don't have a quarter. They don't have a top quarter. So when it's time to get thrown against, they get thrown against. They don't seem to really run the ball very well, certainly without Cam Scataboo. I don't know what they do. It's like, okay, well, thank God. If they didn't have Dart.
Correct.
If they didn't have Jackson Dart, this team would look more like an expansion team. More like it, like you wouldn't even have broken plays that give you inspiration. You would have basically nothing. So that's where we're at. Yeah. We are at basically the end of the road, and it's brutal. It's absolutely awful.
Don't draft well. Don't develop well. Don't coach well.
Don't motivate incredibly well.
Don't win.
I know. Don't scheme well.
Yeah.
You know. I say that again, staying in our lane here. But think about what happened with Dallas. Think about what happened with Denver when you only rushed three, and obviously that's basic stuff. So this is a world of hurt on the Giants, and it is up to them. It's up to Mr. Mara, and trust me, I'm not telling him anything he doesn't know. He's got to sort through this, and it is a painful process. And there are contracts and real life things that he's got to go through, and we respect that. But this slop, it's unacceptable. This is the New York Giants. This is not the New York Jets. This is the Giants. And look at where they're at. My God.